Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. A young man learns his fate today after being convicted of manslaughter for a stabbing that left a high school classmate dead 2 years ago. Abel Cedeno was 18 at the time. The victim, Matthew McCree, was 15. In a non-jury trial, Cedeno said he acted in self-defense after years of being bullied because he's gay. He came out after his arrest. He also stabbed 16-year-old Arian LaBoy, who survived. The incident occurred at the Urban Assembly School for Wildlife Conservation in the Bronx. A 28-year-old woman died a long way from home. The body of the Turkish immigrant was discovered last week in an apartment above a pizza shop in Astoria, Queens. Her death has been classified a homicide.
Murder mystery here in Queens. 28-year-old Duha Sabah's body found last Thursday. She had injuries to her torso. Now the medical examiner has determined she was stabbed to death. There's no forced entry into her small one-bedroom apartment here that's above the Domino's Pizza on Steinway Street. She just moved in about 6 weeks ago. Food vendor Farid Sabeo said the young lady had been struggling to buy food in recent days.
2 days before, she's coming to me, she asked for food. I gave him food. She told me I don't have money to pay. I tell her it's no problem. When you got money, you pay to me.
Now, other business owners along Steinway say Sabah was very quiet and always alone. So who killed her and why? Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, here in Astoria.
Winds News Time, 1024. A change is coming that will be welcome news to homeowners in New York City. Mayor de Blasio is to announce today that the city will assume responsibility for sidewalks damaged by city-owned trees. Until now, homeowners were on the hook to fix them. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie says residents of his district in the Bronx have been complaining about liens and violations issued for cracked and uneven sidewalks in front of their homes. City officials plan to prioritize more than 5,000 sites where tree roots have damaged walkways and review another 50,000 violations to determine if the city is actually responsible. You've heard how the value of a New York City taxi medallion has crashed since Uber and Lyft came along. Now the New York Times reports that federal prosecutors are investigating possible lending fraud in the taxi industry. Cabbies were allegedly enticed to take out high-risk loans that left them buried in debt. More than 950 medallion owners have since filed for bankruptcy. The Declaration of Independence lists pursuit of happiness as one of the inalienable rights. And where you live may have something to do with that pursuit. Here's correspondent Jim Ryan.
The personal finance company WalletHub looked at 31 components, from depression rates to life expectancy to commute times in every state. While Hawaii may have a sky-high cost of living,
it did rank number one for emotional and physical well-being.
At the other end of the happiness scale, says WalletHub's Jill Gonzalez, is West Virginia.
That's very much linked to higher un- and underemployment rates.
As for money buying happiness, that seems to top out at a salary of about $95,000.
New Jersey is fifth on the list, just behind California. Connecticut ranks 10th. New York is number 15, in between Virginia and Delaware. Six of the seven worst states on the happiness index are in the South. It's only a game, but a new edition of Monopoly is coming out to give women an advantage. The rules of Ms. Monopoly say women collect $240 when they pass go, but men only get $200. Toymaker Hasbro calls it a fun new take on the game that creates a world where women have an advantage often enjoyed by men. One woman is dead, another hurt in a two-car collision in South Ozone Park, Queens.
Witnesses say within seconds of this violent collision,
The driver of a Lexus SUV had no regard for the people he had just gravely injured. Staggering away, running on 111th Avenue with a limp, was his Lexus that blew through the red light, smashing into a Honda, being driven by a 56-year-old who was seriously injured. The passenger, 72-year-old Gilda Lascano, was killed instantly. Matthew Vargas is one of Lascano's many grandchildren.
This just goes to show you that unfortunately, you know, we have certain people in this world who just don't have any care about the lives of others.
An intense manhunt for the driver going on now. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 111th Avenue in South Ozone Park.
Former Mayor Bloomberg has another cause, vaping. His Bloomberg Philanthropies has teamed up with the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids on an initiative to stop the sale of flavored e-cigarettes, eliminate e-cig marketing appealing to kids, and establish greater controls over the sale of e-cigarettes online. Bloomberg talked about the campaign on CBS This Morning.
All the progress we've made in reducing teen smoking in particular is being turned around because the kids like the flavor in the vaping products. And they're not people giving up smoking. They're not people that ever smoked before. This is a whole new group that's getting themselves addicted to nicotine.
He says the decline in youth smoking is one of the great victories of this century, and we can't allow tobacco companies to reverse that progress. The CDC says about 3.6 million middle and high school students used e-cigarettes last year, and that was an increase of about 1.5 million from 2017. Another company has announced hiring plans ahead of the holiday shopping season.
The latest is Target, which plans to hire more than 130,000 people this season, a 4% increase from last year. The retailer says most will work at one of its 1,800 stores, stocking shelves and checking people out at the register. About 8,000 of the jobs are for Target's 39 distribution centers across the country, where they'll pack, ship, and load online orders. Target says it will pay workers $13 an hour this year, a dollar more than last year. Earlier this week, UPS announced plans to hire 100,000 seasonal workers. But companies may have a tough time attracting holiday help again this year, with unemployment near a 50-year low. I'm Ben Thomas.
Former Queens doctor, 65-year-old Lawrence Choi, has been sentenced to 7 years in prison. He pleaded guilty to 34 counts, including manslaughter. Prosecutors say he prescribed addictive painkillers and other controlled substances to his patients in potentially lethal dosages, and three patients died.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.